So I'd like to do a brief guided practice with these four methods of investigating pain, and want to reiterate again that the key here is staying balanced and tracking any level of resistance. So I'm going to assume that over the course of this, let's say, 10 or 15 minutes or so, that sometimes you will be following my suggested instructions, and other times you will not be following these suggested instructions, that you will be doing something else, like noticing sounds, or bringing in compassion, or just observing resistance. And again, remember, don't push. So if there's a lot of pain in your body today and you're like, I'm not paying attention to this pain, don't. You know, this is being recorded. You can go back to it later and listen to it at another time when your pain is less or you're more balanced. Okay, so really just follow what works for you. And even if you're just, say, doing compassion the whole time or just focusing on your hands and listening to sound, you'll still hear the instructions and they'll go in, even if you're not following and doing every single one. Okay, so as we've been doing, why don't we start with just a few moments of orienting. So just looking around, letting your eyes take in the surroundings and locating ourselves in space, lingering on anything that draws the attention that's pleasant or interesting. Noticing any effects on your mind or body from connecting to your external environment. And in your own time, whenever you're ready, coming to stillness and turning your attention inwards. Perhaps beginning by assessing where you're at and how you're doing. Where is the attention drawn habitually or automatically, and what's actually skillful? Choosing a method to establish some sense of balance inside, whether that's listening to sounds, relaxing parts of your body, or bringing in some compassion. taking some time to just develop a foundation of balance, spaciousness, and care. Strengthening the ability to choose where we put our attention, consciously drawing it away from any painful, unpleasant sensations, and connecting with another experience. If you like, if it feels right, you can begin to turn your attention inwards towards any difficult areas and just check the level of resistance. See, is there tightening, contracting, pushing or pulling? Any kind of bracing locally? Or overall. And if so, making some space for that, seeing if you can allow it, observe, and notice what happens. If it feels appropriate, turning your attention towards an area of unpleasant or painful sensation, perhaps not the most intense in the body, but choosing an area, and experimenting with this technique of touch and go. Can I feel this just for a moment? Touch into the sensation with awareness, and then turn your attention away to something else. Widening, zooming out, or connecting with another aspect of your experience. And feel free to explore touching in and moving away. What would it be like to feel this sensation just for a moment, just to touch it with awareness, and then to ease off? Noticing if any resistance or reactivity begins to creep in, and if so, if it starts to build up, making space for that, attending to it. Then, if you like, bringing some compassion in, finding some care or tenderness, and choosing an area of pain or unpleasant sensation, and seeing if you can begin to define the edges. Where does it begin and end? Can you encompass the whole sensation with your awareness and find its edges? If there's reactivity or resistance, backing away and attending to that, taking your time. If and when the resistance subsides, venturing inwards, finding the edges of the pain, and seeing what it's like to be aware there. Backing away, being aware of the region just outside the edge, where it's not painful. Coming up to the edge, noticing what it's like there. And seeing, can you soften your awareness around the edges? What's it like to breathe with an awareness of the edge of this sensation? Even sending the breath there in your mind. Imagining the breath flowing to that region and soothing all around it. Flowing and experimenting with these different ways of attending to your experience. Turning away and balancing. Noticing the relationship. Making space for resistance. Tightening or bracing. Touching the sensation with awareness just for a moment, and then backing away. We're feeling it out at the edge. Like, invite you to choose a region or sensation in your body and to invite an image to come. What would this look like if it had an image? Does it have shape? Does it have color? Is it two-dimensional or three-dimensional? Is there density? See if you can visualize a painful sensation or a region that's in pain in your mind's eye. What's it look like? If it's scary or overwhelming to look at, try getting some distance from it. How far away from you do you want to put it? Outside the room? Down the valley at the edge of the land? Somewhere far away on an island? And as you see that image, is there anything else that wants to happen? Does the image change? Is there something else that wants to be present or join it? Another image or color or shape, an object or place? And then what happens? Happens in the image. You can stay with observing this image, seeing what happens to it, allowing it to transform, change, or dissolve. Or if you like, you can bring your attention back to your body and explore the sensation on the level of sensation even further. Beginning to take it apart. What's it made of? As you venture inwards further, paying close attention to any reactivity or resistance that may arise, and if and when it does, backing away, allowing the resistance or reactivity, attending to it, giving it space, waiting until it subsides before you go back in. with a steady, balanced awareness, observing the sensations. Noticing how they change. Noticing the degree of unpleasantness, its intensity. Seeing if you can differentiate one sensation from another, aching from hard, burning from twisting or sharp. Dull. Soreness. Itching or tearing. Beginning to follow the experience with mindfulness, moving in and out, bringing compassion or space as needed. And when you're ready, beginning to widen and expand your awareness again, zooming out, sensing the whole body, or even the space around you, noticing sounds, and bringing some compassion to the whole experience, like a fine mist of rain, just gently soothing and washing everything through with tenderness and care.